Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Now nigga can go. Oh, check game. Now before I get started, I want y'all to know you got to, you know, I'm not just the regular motherfucker that talks shit. My shit have lessons in it. And I want to explain some shit. That's why this show, this is explanations. See, I use oxymoron. You motherfuckers make me sick because you don't participate with me. Somebody, you know, when I had a regular audience, you know, I would get to talking about the word oxymoron and I would ask the question, do anybody know what oxymoron is? And some motherfuckers would you know, want to answer. But if I asked that question, I would have to wait 7 days for some motherfucker to be brave enough to answer. So I got to ask these kind of goddamn questions and answer them myself. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing the show for or the video for, man. You motherfuckers won't talk to a nigga, but any motherfucking way. I use the word oxymoron. Oxymoron means the opposite. Otherwise, up is down, left is right, you know, wrong is right. I'm just saying, listen, we live in an oxymoron world. And just so I can explain, but just so I can let you know kind of what I'm talking about before I get into this. Let's say I'm a nigga that say, you know, don't be questioning me. I ain't explaining my motherfucking self. Who the fuck you think you talking to? I say shit like that. You've heard me say it. But I've also said if you a real motherfucker, you better make sure that what you say has, you not explain it, hey, you just have a covering statement in it that explains. And if they have any questions, it would be about the explanation. It's not going to be about your point. Now, at the same motherfucking time, I'm saying shit. When I goddamn, you know, start saying some shit, because I'm an instructor. And I know what gets you a good grade. What gets you a good grade when you say, whatever, it's a yes or no question, and your answer is yes. A lot of people will say yes. But the fucking good student will say yes. In chapter so-and-so and so-and-so, it was stated that woo-woo-woo, and you support your answer. Now, that's sharp. That's not explaining yourself. But it is an explanation. Come on, man. You better sit your motherfucking ass down and listen to me. I'm trying to make you sharp. I don't need to be no goddamn wordsmith for you to understand what the fuck I say. You know wordsmith, a motherfucker who uses giant words to construct common sentences. I'm you. I am you. And I speak to you in me and you terms. That's because I don't want you to think that I think I'm so fucking educated because of my shit that I think I'm smarter than you. I have science in what the fuck I'm doing. There is complete science in why I sound and act like I act. Because ain't no scholarly nerd motherfucker going to be able to tell you the shit that I'm telling you. If they sound or present it to you in that nerdy fashion. Now, I've been using words I need to explain. And lately, I've been really using that Abba-Dabba, an Abba-Dabba-Q. Now, I would much rather use common language, otherwise game, and pimp it. I'm saying I would rather use regular language to have you know what the fucking words mean and say to me, damn, bro, Rosebud, that shit made sense to me. See, people take words and make them simple enough for them to use the word in all the wrong ways. The three amigos, that's what they do. You do it too. But listening to me, you're straddling the fence. Excuse me. Hey, you guys, you know I got hay fever. It is winter. I don't know why. Sometimes it gets worse in the summer. Sometimes it's in the winter. I don't know. It just chokes me up or clogs me up. But any motherfucking way. What I'm saying is, when they take the word game, pimp, when they take the word and use it, they're actually talking about usage of the word. And they're actually talking about whoever it is that really uses the word. Now, shit, man, you know what I'm saying? When you playing shortstop and the ground ball comes to you, man, make sure you put that knee down. Motherfucker, make sure that glove is right there. You don't want a hole for the ball to go through. That's why you put your knee down. You have make sure your leg is kind of blocking, and you catch the ball in front of your leg. And you do that. Now, if that's the case, and I'm telling you, it's not like I know something about baseball. I read that shit. So you think I could actually do that shit? You think a ball can be coming to me real fast and I can run over to it and put my leg down and catch it? No. So what I'm saying is, what the fuck are they talking about then? See, this is what you motherfuckers don't understand. You know, game is meaningless if you can't employ it. I'm just saying, you guys are so confused about words and meanings and statements. You're so confused about it because there is another subculture of this, because sometimes you know it's the motherfucking police and they got you in a position where you gotta like really be talking to your nigga because they ain't gonna let y'all talk to each other, you know, privately. You gotta be able to say something to this nigga. So what I'm saying is, the way these motherfuckers use game, you would have to be quiet. No. What I'm saying is, we, me and my motherfucking nigga Tay, decided to bring in some more words, some real words, in a situation where you do need to hide the word pimp, hide the word game. Now, let me tell you how this go. Fucking idiots listening to the three amigos tell you about some shit. Men, this nigga hemmed up. Police got us. And they said whatever the fuck they saying about whatever. And I tell that nigga, man, you know, they kind of confusing us with this Abba-Dabba nigga. They got us with this Abba-Dabba. Know what I'm saying? And then he's saying, yeah, but they ain't put the Q in it, nigga. Yeah, this Abadabba Q. Yeah. Me and this nigga know what we talking about. This motherfucker, and whoever it was that just called in and got off for whatever reason, I was just about to grab you. Would you bring your ass back on, please? But anyway, what I'm saying is there is reasons for what we do. Now, what I'm saying is, if you hear these words, Abadabba, and the Abadabba key, if you hear these words in the future, used in any manner other than what the fuck I'm going to explain to you, please stop them. Because goddamn it, them motherfuckers ain't going to be able to use this Abadabba the motherfucking way I use it. But if they water it down to mean anything, they can use it. So what I'm saying is when you start hearing this, because they're going to steal it because they're thieves, just check them, man. Just check them. That's all I'm asking. Keep listening to them niggas. Keep doing whatever you like, or whatever. Keep, for whatever reason, listening to them niggas. But just don't let them spread bullshit. Because I'm finna tell you about this Abadabba in the Abadabba Q. The word, or the words, Abadabba, in reality, it's really one word, Abadabba. It's used by people like me when, you know, we're around suckers. Those words, Abadabba, mean gamed up. Now, we around some suckers. On they, you know, we in some kind of way inadvertently got on a turkey. You're not telling me, man, we got to get the fuck away from here. These motherfuckers don't know nothing about this Abadabba. Now, that's a slick way for me to tell my nigga before we even start talking to these niggas, man. We got to go. We got to get up away from here. And we can't act like we slick. Now, what I'm saying, that's a slick way to say these motherfuckers ain't up on game. So we can't run none by these fools. You know, we can do what we doing, but I'm saying we got to be, you know, cool. So saying it this way, none of them fools that's got some kind of problem with us right now, because we in the wrong place at the wrong time. Otherwise, we heard we can come get some weed or whatever here. You know, whooping. I done drove up in my little red-ass car. I don't know these motherfuckers blue, so I'm insulting them. Goddamn, I don't fucking know. So what I'm saying is accidentally I'm in that situation. And I'm telling my nigga, man, these motherfuckers ain't up on game, man. So, you know, we can't be saying some shit, whatever they finna say. Now, I don't know what the fuck they finna say. But what I say, you know, out loud, because I don't want to be whispering, having them niggas thinking we plotting. I said, man, come on, we, you know, these motherfuckers ain't up on game, man, so we can't, you know, I'm acting like I'm giving in. And these motherfuckers, just, they don't know what I'm saying when I use that word Abadabba, but they certainly think it means that whatever's going on right now, I, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, my point. Saying the shit this way, none of those motherfuckers will get insulted. And if we stay cool, we can safely leave. It's all about how you choose to communicate. What I'm saying is this, fellas, for Abadabba Q, it means we didn't, when the niggas say this Abadabba Q, you know, we done been here a little longer than we anticipated being here. So they not up on game. So now, nigga, we gotta, you know, sneakily bring this heaven in. Nigga, we gotta, you know, start kicking some of this Abadabba Q so they can see where we at, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga. And we do. These niggas don't know what the fuck we said. But the way we said it and the way we brought it and how we look and how we acting, 2 and 2 is 4, and they think we saying something like whatever they don't know, but we ain't no threat. Now, Abadabba Q, it means pimping. And some motherfuckers are sensitive. And if you expose that you a pimp, their sister might have got pimped on and something negative might have happened. So you can't say that word. But when you're trying to tell your partner something that involved that word, you can certainly say, man, this Abadabba Q is going to get us out of here. So, you know, just stay proper. You know what I'm saying? Man, come on. Come on, man. Do them three amigos know the shit I just told your fucking ass? Do them motherfuckers, any of them fucking gurus, know what the fuck I just told your ass? No. So what I'm saying, you're going to either stay your punk ass away from this shit, or you're going to know how to deal with it. And sometimes the shit catch you. So what you going to do then? Come on, man. I'm just saying. You got to understand, when motherfuckers are messes and they ain't got no motherfucking game, you know, they gonna do whatever they been playing the videos. They gonna shoot, kill, maim, tear up, whatever the fuck, because that's what they think. And these motherfuckers ain't got no game or no pimping in them. So when you use them words, you done made some fucking enemies. Now what if you in a new city? I've already communicated to you, motherfucking ass. I have. I've communicated to you that I got my education. Two of them. Two distinct sets. Oxymoron. Scholastic and Sidewalk University. Both of them. Oxymorons. Come on, man. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And if you fucking listen, you'll understand how to think so that you can progress. So what I'm saying, fellas, the only thing I want to do is use my sense of self, my fucking education of knowing people and technology. I'm not no geek. I don't know all that kind of goddamn shit, but I do know it enough to help some dudes get their shit together, which is all I'm about. I know it's hard to believe, but I am one of the best brothers you will ever meet in your motherfucking life. Now, there's a lot of ways to get this happening, but the best way is to get it from someone, if you have to get it like that, who have used it. Not only used it, but to their advantage. Now, be honest, knowing what the Abadabba is, now that I explained it to you, who the fuck do you know that have used that shit to their advantage and is here to talk about it? Come on, man. You guys are really slow. You know, I'm getting a lot of motherfucking students telling me how fear of what they had to do to get it was keeping them from going after it. Bad, but that game, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Well, some of you motherfuckers will, I don't know, maybe, maybe not, but I think soon you motherfuckers are going to run into somebody you knew before they went to SWU, and you're going to notice the differences in them, their command of respect and of themselves, and you're going to ask the nigga, man, what's happening? What happened to you? And I'll see y'all then. When you decide to grow. Because it's going to be clear that this motherfucker done passed you up. And you ain't about to fucking him. Because I tell him, man, if you get this game and you motherfucking feel like you got to fuck with the motherfuckers you've been fucking with because you was fucking with them, you didn't get it. You missed a whole bunch of it. Because unless the motherfucker's on your level, fuck him. Period. I ain't got no other thought. Fuck you. If you ain't on this level, then I can't fuck with you. Because either you gonna come get on this level or I'm gonna drop to yours. I ain't taking a chance. I'm being real. I'm just being real. Fuck. I'm sick of this bullshit. I'm sick of talking to motherfuckers that's been listening to them three amigos talk about game this, game that, you know, play this, play. Man, come on, man. Shit. When you run into this motherfucker that graduated from SWU and you notice the difference, I'm just saying, I'll see you then. I had a dude tell me that I was trying to make clone rosebuds. Man, I don't know, man. You guys, why the fuck are any of you motherfuckers that's on StreamYard, why ain't any of you motherfuckers calling? Hello? Fuck you! You ain't been trying to reach me, bitch! That wasn't no real bitch. That was one of them robots. I'm sorry. But anyway. What I'm saying is, why I don't have no fucking calls? Man, don't call in there just to bullshit me. Why don't you call in talking about this shit I'm talking about? Man, you motherfuckers. Let me look at StreamYard, where everybody's just on there talking, yeah? Everybody got something to say, but ain't nobody got nothing to say to me. You know what, man? That's like you using me. I really wouldn't mind if you was using me. But you abusing me. You fucking don't say shit. You just still there like a whole bunch of motherfucking sissy-ass motherfuckers. And then, when you do call in, you call in about some bullshit. Man, I may as well motherfucking be dealing with my students. I'm sick of you motherfuckers, to tell you. I got so much shit to drop on you motherfuckers. But what the fuck? I'm just dropping it on laws. You motherfuckers ain't shit. And I'm really thinking about canceling. Give me a minute. Let me think about this because I ain't got to talk to you motherfuckers. Fuck all y'all. Okay. And then calm down. I might stop doing these because this is crazy. This is absolutely fucking crazy to be having all these motherfuckers on here. And this nigga Corey Butler, I see his name and shit. Your motherfucking ass really should be calling in because you one of them leader type motherfuckers if you the same nigga that I've been seeing. But I'm just saying, man, you motherfuckers all are fuckers to me, man. How you gonna let me talk all this goddamn shit all this fucking time, and ain't nobody got nothing to say? And that mean you talking to a bunch of punks. And if I was 10, I'd want it like that. Because I charge you motherfuckers. You fucking motherfuckers make me sick. And about Clone Rosebud, this is why that motherfucker couldn't be further from the truth. You ain't man motherfucker got the nuts to be me. What for fuck? And look at this. Still, nobody... nobody called. Okay. So, why don't all you motherfuckers in the zona just get off? Or is that what you do? Get off talking to each other. Fuck. You ain't talking to me. You ain't saying shit to me. Say shit to each other, Mr. G Rattlesnake, motherfucker. I don't believe none of that name. You're flyers. Yeah, right. All truth. Who gives a fuck if you agree with me, punk ass nigga? And yeah, that's how I'm going to talk to you when you call in. Yeah. If you can't stand it, don't call in. And what are you doing? Not calling in. So that means you can't stand it. Now, this is what I would do if I was you. It says there's 72 of you motherfuckers listening on the line. So if I was you, all 75 of them, I would hang up. This nigga talking that goddamn shit. Fuck wrong with these niggas? This nigga is talking this shit and expecting me to listen? But that's all you punk-ass motherfuckers doing is listening. Why don't one of you motherfuckers, especially you, Mr. G. Rattlesnake, Devon Kamali, whoever the fuck in this motherfucking foreign name, and Neha Seeper, whatever that fuck is, and all you motherfuckers, man, why y'all ain't calling in? Scary-ass punks. Oh, now I'm here. Hold on. I'm going it's like 6 of you on there. Hold on. And whatever you do, don't start kissing no ass. 256, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Rosebud? It's Dylan.
Dylan, what's happening with you, man?
Hey, man, just living life, man. I just tuned in right quick, saw that nobody's calling in, man. Had to support the real quick.
Hey, check this out. Dylan, check this out. You a student, and you know I ain't with this kiss-ass bullshit. What I'm saying is you should have a question. It should be significant, and I should be able to, you know, school you up with my answer, man. Represent, man.
I just wanted to say real quick, man, since I graduated, man, I went back to your old videos. I'm talking about, like, from 2017, 2018. And I got to say, there's so much game that I'm picking up now that I'm starting to understand so much. And I just got to say, man, I appreciate everything you did for me, for real.
Excuse me. Check this out. Bro, you got... I'm sorry, man, this weed. Hey, you got some game now, man, so everything you see is going to be different. You could look at something that you've seen 30 times before you went to Sidewalk University, and every time you didn't see shit in it. But you see it this 31st time, it's going to be a brand new thing to you, Dylan, because you're thinking now. You're analyzing shit, and you ain't scared to compare it to what the fuck you really think. And that's a whole enlightening thing that you guys that graduated is going to start experiencing. Which is dope, man. So Dylan, I would say don't be scared. It was like 2 or 3 other motherfuckers on here, but they got scared. I don't care. There's 3 other motherfuckers on here, Dylan, so I'm going to get them, man. Be cool.
All right.
754, what's up? 678 and 919, I'm going to get y'all in a minute. 754, what's
up? What's going on, Rose? What's going on, Rose?
What's going on with you?
I'm cool and listening, you know, just observing what you're saying, you know, and I just, if I don't got anything to add to, if you got more information than me or you're more knowledgeable on the subject, I'm just trying to comprehend full spectrum before I say something insignificant. So,
hey, stop,
that's the reason
stop,
why I ain't,
stop,
I haven't
stop,
called
stop,
you.
Stop, stop,
Go ahead.
You already saying something. So why don't you stop all that bullshit, all that goddamn begging for me to understand what you say, and just say what the fuck you think, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, if you got more game than me, why would I interrupt you instead of trying to listen and comprehend what you're saying? Why would I interrupt you if I don't got anything to add to the
topic? Bro, stop. Let's say you really think that. Then you wouldn't be on the phone now because you don't fucking have shit to add and you ain't trying to add shit. And when I tell you how to add it, you try to tell me why you didn't call, but you did call. So what I'm saying is that's an oxymoron. Bro, we live in an oxymoron world. So what I'm saying is you really thought that you didn't have nothing to add. And I'm calling motherfuckers out. So I call, nigga. You motherfuckers ain't calling. You doing the oxymoron. You ain't got nothing to add. You gonna call.
I'm sorry. I meant to interrupt you, but this is my point of view. Okay. I understand what you're saying. I have something to add. Or I have nothing to add at the situation. I'm just trying to comprehend the full subtopic.
Then you
should
have a question.
I just had a statement just to say the reason why I ain't called is because
The only way you can make a statement is when you already comprehend. When you're seeking comprehend, you have to ask questions.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
they're developing as the conversation unfolds. I said my questions will develop as your conversation keeps unfolding as I'm comprehending.
All right, hey bro, I'm gone. I'm gone, man. 678, what's up?
Yo, what's up? How you doing today?
I'm doing good, bro. What about you?
What's up? I'm doing good. I'm on the roll right now. Be out here getting it. So I called in because I've been listening to your podcast, you know, for a little while now, probably for like 2 weeks. I've heard about you through the American Pimp. So, you know, I've just been kind of doing my research here and there, trying to figure out what I got to do in order to go get it. You know how I feel? So,
what's your question?
My question is, how do I go get it right now? Right now, I'm about to graduate college, right? It's my last semester of college.
First, you got to stop being a coward, motherfucker. A coward will ask the question and then explain every fucking thing to make you, if I'm the listener, you asking me the question. You're going to explain everything to make me see what you say before you even allow me to answer the question. That's a scary motherfucker.
Okay.
So learn how to ask your
right.
question and be strong first. Now, and the way you're going to get out there and do it is like you just did. Open your fucking mouth, say what's going on, but know what you're doing when you open your mouth.
Okay.
And this is shit that you can't get from a phone call. You can get from a phone call the direction you want to go. Maybe the direction is with this call. Maybe it's with whatever you're talking about. But what I'm saying, man, 2 and 2 is 4. If you don't know what the fuck to do, you need to learn what to do before you start trying to do it.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I was going to ask another question, but...
Would you stop crying? Would you stop crying and begging me to fuck you, man?
Sure.
Just ask your fucking question.
Okay. Yeah, I'm out here. Okay, so I'm out here. I'm trying to flip money doing insurance, right? I just started an insurance. I started again with this insurance company. I finally started to get my license and everything. So I'm selling out here life insurance and health insurance. So, you know, I'm trying to out here get this money.
Stop, bro. Let me tell you something, motherfucker.
Okay.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. You saying, let me make sure I know what you're saying. You saying you trying to start a company, your own, selling insurance?
Yeah.
I think that's dope. So go on with what you was going to say.
Okay, so I'm out here trying to start selling this, making this insurance money. But at the same time, I have a lot of things going on. I'm a man of many things and many trades. So I'm doing this insurance company to make the money. But right now, I'm graduating with a degree in music performance. And what I'm trying to do in music performance is to get the people to actually learn how to perform in music from now on. I've been playing trumpet about...
Bro, I can see right now you haven't made no decisions. You just got thoughts in your mind. So until you make a decision, you just going to be talking the shit you're talking, which is wasting my goddamn time because I believe the Sidewalk University. And I don't talk about nothing else. I ain't trying to do nothing else. I don't give a fuck about nothing else. And I can do 1,000 other things, bro. That's bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's
up. Nah, it's hard. Okay.
Yeah, be cool.
Okay.
919, then 916, then 336. Go ahead, 919. 919. All right,
what's
up, boy? I'm good.
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, man. He said, yo, I've been listening to some old Rosebud, too. You know, back when Brooklyn Shawn used to be on there.
Yeah.
You're raw. That shit is raw.
Okay, okay, there you go. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want to ask you about a situation. Like, you're talking like missed opportunities. Is there a such thing as missed opportunities? Because I remember you always say, always be playing.
Bro.
And sometimes, you know.
Bro, do you want me to answer your question? Or do you want to take all the time explaining why you asked the fucking question?
You know, sometimes your head ain't right for what you want.
Well, that's
you know,
it, and that's on you. Man, my head right all the time.
Yeah.
I catch shit right away. I don't give a fuck. Smoking weed, drinking alcohol, doing whatever. I don't give a fuck. My head right. Well, I mean, yeah, you can miss opportunities. I didn't miss me. Let me tell you something, man. I remember this like it was yesterday. I'm talking to this bitch. And I'm really, you know, thinking I'm getting action. And then, you know, I thought, man, you need to take this bitch with you or get her to want to go with you right now. Because it was about life and how you know, spontaneous, blah, blah, blah. And but this bitch was a square bitch. If she was like, had a hole in her, I would have motherfucking... I would have, you know, said, come on, bitch, whatever. Now, I decided that this bitch wasn't worth fucking with because I was going to have to do too much. And I leave, and then that night when I'm on, you know, rolling down Sunset, I see the bitch. And when I see the bitch, I pull over and bitch, what you doing out there like you motherfuckers? Oh, she said, I am. She said, I chose. She chose another nigga. The bitch I was talking to. Now, is that a missed opportunity or what? I'm saying, I'm talking to this bitch. And some nigga rolled up on that hoe, didn't give a fuck about what she was saying. Give me the money, bitch. Now, I don't know if that's exactly what the motherfucker did, but what I'm saying is I know that ain't what I did.
Yeah.
So, wait, fuck that. What I'm saying is, what's the lesson?
Always
what's the lesson,
playing.
Bro? What?
Always be playing. You gotta be ready.
No, nigga, that ain't the lesson, you crazy motherfucker. The lesson is you gotta be believing in what the fuck you talking about. And if I was talking about catching bitches, I wasn't talking about waiting for a bitch to get with me, which is what I was doing, waiting for the bitch to decide to get with me. The bitch might have never decided to get with me.
Yeah.
Because the bitch is stupid. I ain't saying bitches are stupid. I'm saying if the bitch talking, There's a bitch talking to me and I'm running all this shit by her and she don't decide to get with me, then she's stupid. But at the same motherfucking time, if the bitch asking all these goddamn questions and I'm answering them, sitting there, I'm stupid. We in an oxymoron world, bro. And you gotta understand both sides. And you gotta understand we're living in both sides right now.
Yeah.
All I had to
do. You gotta live in that present.
All I had to do was think all this bullshit I was thinking and say, bitch, you know what? Fuck you, because I'm gone. If you want to fuck with me, come on, let's go. That bitch would have got up and came with me. Why I know that? Because the second hoe I caught that stayed with me for a gang of years, that's how she got with me, because she worked in this club, in this dancing club. Not a strip club, but a dancing club for a Lonely Hearts type club.
Yeah.
So I'm telling this bitch, look, you know what? I ain't got time to sit up here and talk to you no more. If you want to fuck with me, you going to come with me right now. And I get up to leave because I know the bitch ain't finna come.
Yeah.
And she said, wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah.
And I said, what?
You know
she
what,
said,
boy?
What
that's
man, I can't stand you, man. You talk too much, man. Bye. Hey, 916, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Juan, what's happening?
Not much, man. Just working. I just had a question. I wanted to run it by you. Just your opinion.
Come on. Let's hear it.
Saw a post a couple of days ago saying that a study came out showing that people that follow celebrities or that idolize celebrities, their intelligence IQ is down. I wanted to know, has that always been like that even in your era, or is it just worse now with this technology?
Oh, my God. You guys are nuts. Even a graduate, he's a graduate, fellas. You guys are nuts. That's why it's always good to call in and talk to the niggas. Why the fuck would you care about that? Why? Give me an answer that caring about that is going to affect your life. Come on, be real. Come on, Juan.
No, I was just curious.
Juan, I don't want you explaining shit. I just want you to answer, why would you care about that?
I really don't.
Stop. That's my point, Juan. Do you feel me?
Yeah, I do.
Do you, man? Period, Juan. I want to talk to you all the motherfucking time whenever you got some real shit. But I don't want to talk to you about no goddamn bullshit. That shit ain't got nothing to do with you, Juan. Which means you was just trying to help me out and ask some questions. Don't do that, man. We sharper than that, man. Juan, you don't need to help me out, man. I love you for it, man, but you don't need to help me out. Not like that, bro. Because I'm going to be like this. Man.
I feel it.
That's it. Come on, 918. What's up with you? Wait, don't say anything. Wait. The last three calls, the first one was 917. The second one was 916. And this one is 918. What's going on? I need to go gamble.
What's going on?
Come on, 918. What's happening?
Shit, not much. Chilling. I got a little situation. I want to run by you and get your
Come on.
Okay, so anyway, bro, I was fucking with this little broad or whatever. I got a number from the job place, but I quit. But anyway, to make a long story short, I mean, I end up getting a pussy or whatnot, but you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, excuse me. The bitch, whatever, I noticed the bitch really wasn't fucking with me like that, so I caught her on her shit. So after I caught her on it, you know what I'm saying? Basically, the bitch tried to put me in the zone, like, let me explain it, like a friend zone type shit. And I basically told the bitch, like, nah, in exact words, I told her, nah, I don't do friends, that suck and shit, but be easy. I want to know how did I handle the situation correctly or not.
Bro,
I feel like I could have won.
Hell no, you didn't handle it correctly. Because you've been listening to them Three Amigos, and you a liar. And you said that shit to that bitch. Oh, if it ain't like this, woo, woo, woo. Because that's what they tell you to say. But you didn't think that shit for real, motherfucker. Because you wouldn't be talking about that truck-ass bitch. No, you weren't talking about no bitch. You said, listen, and don't interrupt me or I'm finna get off. I don't want to be interrupted. A motherfucker will not fuck with a bitch when you decide something, if it's like negative. All that other shit, thinking about that bitch, is you lying to your goddamn self, because when you make that decision, man, this bitch fucked up, bitch. When you make that decision, it's over. Now, nigga, right. Talk.
Nah, that's all I had to say.
No, it ain't about what you had to say. It's what we talking about now. What you had to say was, did you do the right motherfucking thing? Fuck no, you didn't. Now we talking about something else.
If I was to find myself in a situation like that again, how should I handle it?
No, nigga, see that? All you guys listening, this is what I be trying to tell you. That was the absolute right thought. But you should have said, if I was to find myself in that situation again, I would bust whatever you got from whatever me and you talking about.
Right.
Do that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, it do. 100%.
Wait, stop. What sense does it make?
Just if you going to already make the decision, you know what I'm saying, then fuck it. Just after you made that initial decision, just move on to the next.
That's correct what you said, but the sense it makes is that's how you start believing in you. That's how you start believing in what you think. By knowing some shit and believing it and standing on it. Period.
Right.
Because if you don't stand on it, you do this punk shit you did and have me talking this shit. No, if you did it right, you know, if that shit happened to me again, you know what? Bam. Me and you would have been kicking a totally different conversation right now. Do you see that?
Yeah, no, I see it.
I'm trying to tell you, bro, I talk hella shit, but if you take the time to listen to it, the shit is mind growing. There's no restrictions in what I think. You see, I jump on everything immediately. Ain't no scary bone in my body because I believe in me, and I know I think fast as a computer. I ain't got shit bothering me to interfere with what I'm thinking, except for do I want to do it. That's almost like a computer. You know, ones and twos or whatever the motherfuckers, you know, think in. I'm thinking about do I or don't I. That's like do I is one and don't I is two. So shit. If I really have groomed myself to think like that, then shit, I'm fast as a computer, because most of you motherfuckers don't know. The only reason a computer exists is because somebody, some psychologist was thinking of how fast people think. And he was thinking, or she was thinking, how much of their brain do they use to think that way? And the motherfuckers came up, I don't know if you know this, but Albert Einstein didn't use 10% of his brain. And that motherfucker that was all crippled and in the wheelchair, he didn't use 9% of his brain. But what he used was like 1% or 2% more than the average person. I'm talking about the average fucking genius. And then you reduce down to people. We only use 5% of our brain. So these people that realize that, they start wondering what would happen or what would it take for a person to use 100% of their brain. And that means you would have to not have any doubts in your life. Everything is absolute. Soon as you think it, answer it. What I'm saying is this, fellas. They're trying to create a machine that can do that, because people can't. Even geniuses can't. And then they come up with this computer system or whatever. Not that that was looking up this shit for that. They just came with, first of all, the fucking military already had this system to where they could be in Germany and talk to somebody in Italy. I'm talking about back in the 40s. But it was just some phone-to-phone, however they did the bullshit. I don't know. That's where the internet came from. After they motherfucking realized that a computer, if you make this motherfucker think in ones and twos, that means it's either or. If you ask the computer this question and it's either or, that computer's going to answer right now. If you were asked the question and you knew the answer or thought you knew the answer, you would answer right now. But since there's so many variables to questions, that's where we lose. We start thinking about all the goddamn variables. Now, it took us 2 or 3 seconds to answer something you could have answered immediately if you was a computer. Do you know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, no, I do.
What am I saying, man?
Soon as something comes to your head, shit, you should have the answer as quick as lightning.
You got it. You got to trust that it's right. That's what I teach, bro.
One of my biggest, I don't know if I'll just be doubting myself at times.
Hey,
or,
stop right
I mean,
there. Stop. Everyone doubts themselves. Should you go for it out? No. So what I'm saying is, I got answers for you. If you want to fuck with it so you can think like this, you better fucking start like university. Because I'm telling you guys, I am selling these tools now. I think I got 6 or 7 tools for $100, conversation tools. The same tools for mentality tools, I think, for 140. Then you can get a mix of those two. I think it's 6, 3, and 3, if that's the case. Yeah. It for 120. I'm saying I'm doing that because very soon I'm going to start selling all this shit. I'm fucking with Sidewalk University. I'm going hard. You want to buy my shit? You better want to come to Sidewalk University because it's all included. So you're not going to be able to buy my shit no more. And I'm going to be broke for a while because you motherfuckers are going to be protesting. And then, think about it. You get to hear me on these videos. Since I ain't selling shit, I ain't got to do no damn videos. Now, I might need to do a video about Sidewalk University, but about all this shit that I'm doing, man, I'm getting older, and I'm working smarter, not harder. And that's the way I preach my game, bro. You feel me? I'm being real, man. You understand what I'm saying? All right, now, let me get 336. Wait, let me get 336, because that motherfucker been waiting a long time. And you know, I'm sorry to keep you that long, bro. What's up?
All right, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
Two questions for you. First question is, what's the difference between the pimp game and just trying to just get bitches?
The difference between the pimp game is the pimp got principles as far as what constitutes getting bitches. Whereas when you're just trying to get bitches, you'll go for any and everything as long as the bitches is around you.
Okay. All right. And then the other question was, you know, I've heard you speak in the past about...
Stop right there. Let me tell you something. Or let me ask you something. So your response to my answer, let me know that that wasn't really your question. You might have thought it was your question and you framed it, but the answer didn't answer what the fuck you were thinking as far as why you asked that question. Am I right or wrong?
You are 100% right.
So then why don't you ask what you was thinking? not
no,
trying
no, no.
to
I did ask
listen, that was friend, listen, not trying to dress it up, not trying to make it appropriate, just whatever it is you're thinking, you know, without cussing my mama out, you know, just ask it.
I asked what the question was. You know what I'm saying?
Stop right there. Stop. Listen to me, man. You're talking to me, and you're saying certain things. I said the way you responded showed me that the question you asked, the answer I gave, didn't satisfy what you really wanted. And you said you're 100% right.
Yeah, you didn't. So you didn't really answer. So you didn't really answer my question. I was, or you're right. You're right. It didn't satisfy me. So what I was saying is, like, you know, it seems like
Wait,
the pimp game is a little bit different.
Please, you're trying to explain where you coming from. Let's go with what happened. Because what I'm saying is, when you say or whatever, and here I am responding, if it's not satisfying you, but you're not disagreeing with my answer, evidently I answered your question, but the fact that you're not satisfied didn't mean anything to you. That's what I was saying at first, but you kept going.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and
you know.
And you just stand with being quiet. No, you don't, so let me do this. Now you can't interrupt me again, man. You could either listen or get off the goddamn line. What I'm saying is I'm trying to explain to you why shit happens. And you keep trying to say, fuck why it happened. I just want it to keep happening. Interrupting me. Motherfucker, what I'm saying, man, you got to understand what's going on. If what I said did not answer your question, and you did not disagree with what I said, then obviously you asked the wrong question. And when I said that, you said you're 100% right. So what I'm saying is, if I'm 100% right, your next thought should be, what is the right question? Not to ask that, but to reassess your thoughts. And what is the right question? Thinking to yourself. And you would ask, what is the right question? Now, you fucking weak motherfucker, I'm going to open you back up so you can talk. And now you're an adversary to me. Well, not an adversary, but you know what I'm saying, man, goddammit. Now, what's up? What's the right question?
So the question was right. Your answer was wrong.
Okay.
My question
ahead.
Was right. Your answer was right.
Wait. Repeat your question so everybody can remember.
So I was saying, what's the difference between the pimp game and, you know, guys just trying to get a girl? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the difference between what pimps do and like, their game?
Not right there. Do you remember my answer?
I'm trying to think. You said a pimp has principles. You said a pimp has principles.
Right. And the motherfucker's just chasing the bitch drunk. Right? Not do you agree with that statement, but was that what I said? Right.
That's what you said, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Now go.
So, yeah, that's what you said. I mean, I would have liked you to, like, you know what I'm saying, explain it a little bit more than just say it's principles, you know what I'm saying? Like, because everybody has principles, even if you're not a pimp, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not going to walk up
right there. Can you stop right there? You didn't ask me a question about principles. You asked me about
exactly.
The difference between what a pimp would do and what a motherfucker would do. It involved principles. But you didn't ask me shit about principles. But my answer would have been the same if you would have asked about principles. I'm just clarifying, man. You can't talk some shit to me. You going to be real and accept the truth, or you going to hang up. So just go on with whatever you're saying. Go ahead.
No, I already asked my question.
Which was what you was talking about, what's the difference, right?
Okay. Okay. So the next thought should
Don't be a coward. You're the one causing this, so I just want to make sure it's correct. You're saying you already asked your question, and I'm saying it was about the difference between what a pimp would do and a regular motherfucker as far as fucking with a bitch. Okay. Now, mister, go ahead with the next one.
So the my next question is now, what principles do pimps have that regular motherfuckers don't?
Hey, check this out. Number one principle. Man, a motherfucker could give a fuck about some pussy. Number two principle. The bitch that rated 10, she get pressed 300 times harder than a motherfucker that rated 5. Number three principle is you rather make a bitch than a bitch come to you already made. Do I need to go further, you crazy motherfucker? You ain't got no principles when it comes to a bitch. And I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about dudes. All a bitch got to do is open her legs. Bitch, you can open your legs if you want to, but once you wrap it up in some motherfucking saran wrap and take it out and sell it, then you come let me fuck with it. Bitch, open her pussy up for you, then what, nigga? Come on.
Okay,
now,
okay.
Stop. I'm not saying something's wrong with that. I'm saying that's the difference. It's a big fucking difference. But if you ain't claiming pimping, you don't give a fuck what a pimp would do. You do what the fuck you want to do.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm claiming pimping, but I mean,
I ain't saying what you're doing, bro. God damn, I'm just explaining the difference.
I got you.
You see, you guys are weak, man. You get ran over in the streets because all that shit you say indicates you don't know what's going on. Meaning I could take your shit. I can handle you. That's what this shit shows. Soon as you open your mouth,
you get stupid. Okay. So how does it show that? How does it show that?
Hey, bro, are you going to be quiet or are you going to keep talking? Because I'll answer that question. I guess you're going to be
ahead,
quiet. You could have said, I'm going to be quiet, but no, you're a punk. All this stuff show punk shit. And what I'm saying is, how do I know that? Because it's just like you couldn't say, okay, man, I'll be quiet. Go ahead. That's punk-ass shit. Man, I'm going to tear your ass up. And you see that?
No, I did say that. You just didn't hear me.
But what I'm saying is, I also told you about interrupting, and you keep doing it. All that shit is showing me what I need to know. You got sugar in your tank, and you know you do.
Okay, so can I ask a question?
Sure.
So that must mean that, I mean, you wanted me to hang up the phone? Like, if I argue with you, you'll mute me. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But then if
no,
I could ask
no,
you,
no, you're fucking lying because you argue with me now, and you ain't muted. Come on, man. I'm going to bust you every time you open your fucking weak fucking mouth.
All right. So my next question was this. I've heard you talk in the past about, you know, you can give a motherfucker a deal on some of your shit. You know what I'm saying? What kind of deal can you give me?
Hey, let me tell you this, man. I got 66 tools, 36 mentality tools, 30 conversation tools. $65 for the 30 tools, $85 for the mentality tools. Total.
No, I'm talking about the
Go ahead. You talking about what?
I'm talking about the whole shebang, like Sidewalk University.
Did you just listen to me? What I'm saying is, the deal for people that don't want Sidewalk University, they just want to get some of these tools. I got all 66 of them. Oh, wait, stop. I didn't tell you. 66 times 85, that's like 3,010 or 20. I forget. And 30 times 65 is like 1950. So what I'm saying, together it adds up to $5,010 or $20. I forget. But what I'm saying, you can get all of them motherfuckers for $1,000. Why I say that? That's the deal for the tools. I got people calling me, asking for tools. Sidewalk University, what I'm saying is $850 for the course, $500 for Sidewalk University. Right now, $750. Get you that shit. Your motherfucking ass is in, but you can't get in until the next semester, which is April. But what I'm saying is, that's why the sale going on. If you don't get it while the sale going on, you got to pay full price. I mean, 2 and 2 is 4.
All right. Yeah, I sent you an email.
Let me say this. First, see, let me tell you guys that's listening to me. Silence is golden. You didn't heard me say that 100 times. Especially when the silence is brought on by something you said. Because, motherfuckers, you asked me all about my prices and shit. And when I dropped that shit on your motherfucking ass, you was quiet at least 3-4 seconds. Come on, man. You full of shit, man. And that's how I know shit.
So what you
Two is fucking 4. You can say whatever you want to say, but you don't want to fuck with me.
Well, I mean, I'd like to get a tool or two just to kind of fuck with your shit and
man,
see what it's
well,
about.
Let me tell you something. Listen, let me show you Rosebud, fool. Hit my motherfucking email, askrosebud@gmail.com.
I did, but you didn't respond. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Can you listen to me, motherfucker? Hit my fucking email.
All right, go ahead.
Hit my email with your complete phone number in it. Don't say it. And I'm going to give you a tool, motherfucker. Because I think you a lying punk. Period.
No.
Hey, don't defend it because it's what I think. It don't mean it's correct. So what I'm saying.
Let me just say this. So like I say, I told you, like I just wanted, you know what I'm saying, to try some of your shit out and see what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Do I think your shit is high? I do. I think that shit is high. But I mean I still
hey,
do
bro,
wanna, you know,
bro,
I'm taking a clue.
Do you think 3 is high?
3?
3!
Why are you talking?
Because I'm finna give you this shit.
You talking about... Alright. Thank you, sir.
Thank you! Fucking asshole! See, what I'm saying is people don't even listen to what the fuck they be saying. Nigga, if you want to try my shit out, but it's high, I'm sending it to you free. And either you don't see why it's worth it or not. But it didn't cost you anything because it's free. Come on, man. 2 and 2 is 4. I don't need to go through all the bullshit. I don't need... to hear all the goddamn reason you being like you being. Shit. I'm a man of character. And that's all I'm trying to do. Because I know, bottom line, is I'm showing many, 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 many dudes how to man up. And that ain't saying fuck a bitch. That's all about nothing coming out your fucking mouth. I'm talking about you, nothing coming out your mouth that you ain't living up to. And that's where I'm at. I know that's how I roll, and any person who knows me can attest to that very thing. Don't say nothing to me that you don't want to be checked. And what gets me is, as much as I have stated that I'm no longer in the game of having hoes, these fucking baby pimps want to get their non-existing reputations by clowning things I be saying. Man, I'm going to tell you something. As much as I think all this pimp shit, keyword, I think all this pimp shit, the fact is I'm 70. Man, shit. Phil Muslim, which is why I love him to this day. I think he could be 90. He's still, well, he's doing what he's doing. And we imagine it to be all kind of pimp shit, but that's what's cool. That's what's fucking cool. I'm 70. I'm telling you, I ain't doing no pimp shit. So don't come, you know, trying to think about me because I was a pimp, that I'm doing some pimp shit. My nigga Phil Muslim, he gonna live forever, even after he passed. And I'm going to live forever. It's going to be kind of for the same thing, the different man. This nigga might be 250 years old representing this game. This shit. He stopped going after bitches when he was 110. I love that nigga, man. To this day, that nigga down and dirty. Come on. So, what I'm saying is, these motherfuckers, these young motherfuckers know damn well, you know, I have these fucking videos I'm doing right now. And I'm saying, yet they never call me in to say anything. I know, it's because it's never going, you know, whatever. But what I'm saying is they certainly will hit me and talk some motherfucking shit. See, my partner called me up, I mean, it was a few months ago. And he said some shit, some little motherfucker was saying about me. 786. Wow, am I glad to see you, bro. What's up?
What's up, Rosebud, man? It's Gizmo calling out of that Miami thing, man. I fuck with you, D, man. You the bad motherfucker, man. I'm just calling just to give you your roses. I'm always tuning in. I support everything you do. You know what I'm saying? I see you got the Cash App at the bottom. I was just calling to tell you, man, I'm a bless your mitt, P, because I appreciate everything you do. I'm a young buck, but I already be telling, like, my homeboys and everybody about you, like, man, they need to tune in to what you talking about, because you're going to kick some real shit that a motherfucker need to hear. You're going to give it to a raw and uncut, and I love that shit about you, man. That's what we missing in the world today, Rose, but real shit, P. And I love
hey,
you for it, man.
Hey,
I just
hey,
want to move your flowers
hey, listen
right
to this. Listen to this. It's just as important as you feeling the shit than just as you hearing it. Because what I'm saying is motherfuckers ain't getting this shit because they don't want it.
Mm.
You know, you must want it. So, you know, it's here. You know, it's to be, you know, swallowed up or whatever, man. I appreciate you. Thanks. Hey, check game, you guys. Like I was saying, motherfucker called me and, you know, some young motherfucker talking shit. He read it to me. And what I'm saying is, before I go into what he said, you got to think of this. Here I am. I have not claimed to have a hoe in I don't know when. 20 years. And these dudes that currently have hoes measure themselves against me. Oh, my God. 202, what's up?
What's
Jonathan
up, bud?
Jeffrey.
What's happening, man? How you?
Wait, stop. Is that who this is?
Yes, sir.
Hey, 202 told me that, man. What's up?
What's up with you, man?
You hear what's
well,
up,
I was
man.
Calling,
to keep it real.
I know. I was calling in because I had another experience.
Hey, you guys, this is a graduate. I like to identify him so you guys don't think I'm trying to give him the face and shit so I can look good. Go ahead, man.
I had an experience where I ran up against the unknown this past Monday.
Can you identify what is an unknown to a motherfucker that know everything because he's prepared?
Something that you may have thought about happening but never really experienced.
Hey, Jonathan, I don't want to get
yes,
you off topic, so keep your topic in mind. But I'm going to talk about something else right now. Hey, there is no unknown for a motherfucker that's prepared. There's things that he never could have predicted.
Mm-hmm.
And when they happen, he handle it. And when he's talking about it, he said, God, I'm handling it. He's telling me, man, shit, I never could have predicted no shit like that. But look at down and dirty. You understand what I'm saying? There's nothing that can surprise us, bro. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. That's
okay, so go ahead
now.
Go ahead on.
So, one of my staffers just up and quit at 9:30 on Monday morning, top of the week, right? But how it happened is it was a female, and she called me, and she kind of like proposed a scenario to me that she had to quit, right? She said, I asked her to do something. She called me Monday morning and said she wasn't going to do it, and that since she's making the decision not to do it, she might as well turn the equipment in. So I paused, and I asked her, are you resigning? And she said, well, I know since I'm not doing this, I'm going to have to, you know, turn in my equipment. I said, so, okay, I'll be over there in 30 minutes. And then she paused. And then she said, well, okay. And so then I got my car, went on ahead and did what I needed to do. But I wanted her to quit or to let her go anyway. She just chose to do it on her own time. So I, in a way, I was kind of caught off guard.
Jonathan, this
me.
Long-ass story, what is the fucking point?
The point is, when I thought I was losing, I ended up getting the new staffer, who's my 27-year-old daughter, who's working out perfect this week, and an intern randomly called me that day. But it was because I just accepted
Jonathan,
it.
Two mistakes.
Go ahead.
I ain't saying your daughter ain't shit, but under the circumstances, your daughter could be a problem for you in the future with your higher ups. I'm not saying it will be. As long as she's cool, everything's fine. But what I'm saying is it looked like one motherfucker got put out so you could bring whoever in. Now, that may not
Hell
be.
Hell yeah.
Is that the case?
That's what it looked like.
Oh, okay, but I'm saying, is that the case?
The way I'm treating it, it wasn't intentional, I believe. I don't believe it was intentional. I was bringing my daughter on as an intern anyway. That was what the young lady refused to do, train her. So she quit because she refused to train my daughter.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
What I'm saying
yes,
is
sir.
What we talk, listen, man, what I'm saying is what we talking about should be done in a personal type interaction so we can bring all the goddamn details in at once so whatever the fuck a motherfucker is talking about will have to do exactly with you. Hold on one second. Marcus, you got to call me back. I'm doing the show. What I'm saying, Jonathan, is that this is some shit. It ain't no big deal, shit, but it's some shit that me and you supposed to be talking about, all right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, at the end of the day, I lost one and gained two. That's what it felt like, you know?
Well, that's your summation of what happened. All we doing, somebody is listening to this and could get the wrong scenario from what we talking about by knowing what's, you know, this motherfucker brought his daughter
in. Yeah, yeah.
You know, they can just get the wrong scenario. So I don't want to talk about this shit. I want to talk about some.
I didn't even think about that.
I know you wasn't. Yeah, that's my professor, man.
That was something I handled most recently, and I just wanted to kick it about it. But maybe I should hit
that channel on that. Listen, what I'm saying is to really grow, and I'm going to just tell you this. To really grow, man, some of that shit you think that's really big enough to do this ain't.
Mm.
You got to start choosing the shit that you think is like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Therefore,
some shit don't even need to be recognized.
What I'm saying is when you choose it and then, you know, you bring it and it's treated as such, you get the power of making the right choice.
Mm.
Man, we got to figure out how to grow, bro.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Hey, wait, stop. What happened ain't got nothing to do with you growing. Seeing what I'm saying. Listen, man. Seeing what I'm saying is what growing is about. And that's why you're the only one growing from it. even though I'm talking to whoever the fuck I'm talking to right now, you the only motherfucker growing from what I'm saying. Do you understand what I mean?
I do understand exactly what you mean.
So then just, you know, feel that shit and deal with that shit the way it's presented and let Jonathan be the captain.
That's right, bud.
All right, man. That's
it, man.
Perception is everything. Don't talk too much, man.
All right, man.
Holler at me.
All right. I got
347. What's up? I'm sorry. 414. I'm getting you next.
Hey, what up, Rose?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man. In the last video, you said you don't look for bitches, you let the bitch come to you. And then you started talking about you look for any sign if the bitch will pass you twice, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm talking about. Can you elaborate on that?
No, I can't elaborate on it. You just covered all the bases.
Damn.
Bro, listen to me, man. You cannot need definitions. You cannot need descriptions. I bet $300 that your motherfucking ass know what I was not actually word for word saying, but knowing what I meant. Now say what you heard me say again and tell me immediately what you think it meant.
I knew exactly what you meant.
Hey, say it. Not exactly whatever you think it was I said. Don't trip. Just say it.
Any indication that she's feeling you, that's the sign.
So what I'm saying is, that's what you think. You didn't even say. But my point is this. All you got to do is believe in yourself, which is the point I'm making, which is why you had the question, which is showing you that you know what's going on, but you don't believe that you know that you're going on. So you have to go through the fact, I mean, the rigorous training of learning this shit, how to believe in yourself. Because a lot of us, for whatever reason, men or boys or males, were stripped of that as we was raised. I don't know how old you are. You don't sound that old. But I'm 70. I wasn't stripped of it. My dad put it in me. And what I'm saying is I see through fucking with dudes today, that shit my dad put in me ain't ain't in them. But since I had to come home to my dad every fucking night, shit, I learned quickly. But you guys, I'm not there every day, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is you have to understand. Take responsibility for what you think so that when something happens, it's not a surprise, good or bad. Because no matter what you think, whatever it is that you think is what's responsible for what happened. And as long as you try to deal with everything except what the fuck you think, you ain't gonna win. You just ain't gonna win. You feel me, man?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hey, good looking, Rose.
Go ahead, what?
I said, good looking.
All right, man, what's up? You be cool. All right, hey, 414, I'm sorry, man. What's going on?
Man, nothing much, OG. Just checking in once again from a winter wonderland, and I wanted to wish you a happy new year. And like you, you know, I just got caught up on some of your videos, and brother, you hitting it right on the nail. It's the key to being successful as well as being prosperous is believing in yourself. And case in point, someone called me the other day to do a consulting, and they tried to, you know, tried to undercut my price. And by me standing on my price, I got paid. So another thing, as far as those haters in the background.
Wait,
go ahead.
Wait. Listen to this. What you said is dope.
Go ahead.
But what?
Go ahead.
Listen, what I'm saying is that made you get whatever it was you was asking for, which was whatever the charge was. My point is this.
Mm-hmm.
Game, you know, the abadabba. I'm saying the real abadabba would have made you whatever. Let's say the motherfucker wanted you to undercut it $15, $20. I don't know. If it was a whole bunch of dollars, maybe $100 or $200. But what I'm saying is, so let's just use $15, $20. And you stuck to it. And you end up getting your feet. When that motherfucker agreed, you should have said, you know what, man? Let's say it was $15. But the whole price was like, let's say $300. And you said to her, to him or whoever, you know what, that money there, you know what, shit, you know, $300 would be $285 doing that little shit. But now you say $280. And they say, really? Woo-woo. And they pay you that $280. What's the difference in that scenario and the scenario you had?
It's not difference. It's the principle of that $15 to $20. My thing was, it was a difference between $2,000 and $3,000. And the whole thing in a nutshell was I did good work, you know, doing my thing for another company, and then he came to slide up on me. And the biggest thing that you were talking about in what I didn't caught on the video is, it's your mind state, what you standing on, your principles of standing on being a man, dealing with a woman, dealing with the streets, dealing with whatever. You're going to have
okay,
to have
hold on, hold on. Hold on. The thing is, you're bringing in a lot of things that make me see what you did now. You didn't say those things at first, but going on what you said at first, I'm saying the difference would be the first way you said it, you did get your money. But the second way that I said it, you gained a customer that's coming back. Getting your money.
I got you, OG.
Getting your money is a motherfucker that's going to pay you because they agreed, but they ain't coming back.
I got
you.
Do you see that? I see that, but let me say this, brother.
Was right as far as where you was coming from. You had other entities involved, and you made them happy.
Sir.
You know, you did what you're supposed to do. I know. I heard you. I ain't a nigga that don't listen.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I apologize for that, but I just got so much shit I just want to, you know, just tell you, man. Good boss.
Just relax.
Hey.
Just
okay.
Fucking relax and deal with that shit as it comes to you. Don't think of three or four or five things, then start thinking about dealing. Start dealing when
right.
you think of the first goddamn thing.
Yes,
handle
sir.
It. All you got to mm-hmm. do, handle the first thing. Because first things first. You don't wait till you get to the 15 and start doing something first.
Right. You're right.
So, let's do it like that, man. You going to hit me in, you know, in a couple of weeks. Tell my nigga, you a motherfucker, man. I love you, man.
Oh, nigga, I love you all day, nigga. I heard the fucking thing that she talked about, you and OG Shantae standing on all these punks out here. And I just wanted to tune in and just sit up and tell them, may you niggas die from 1,000 deaths for fucking around with the OG trying to hate on them for showing one of his primetime women on there. How dare you hate on somebody that put you on game? EO, this is, hold on, OG. Hold on, OG. Please, OG.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Wait, listen. You said primetime women. You must be talking about that bitch Sheila, right?
Listen, yes. You dug out.
Okay,
yes, sir. Primetime.
Just stop. Listen to this. So, you know, that was around New Year's or whatever, but whatever, me and the bitch started talking around me and out of the clear blue. And so I told the bitch and I'm doing this, blah, blah, blah. And the motherfucking bitch say, that's what she wanted to do, blah, blah, blah. So I hooked her up. You know, the bitch come on here. Now, listen to me. You heard all the stuff the bitch was saying. So after this stuff, I mean, that video was over. You know, we get to talking, you know, nigga, all sexed up and all that shit. The next day, this bitch go out to her car and start bringing shit in my house. And then fucking listen. So what I'm saying is, the motherfucker, you know, come in my house
man.
With this shit, and then she go back out. And get some other goddamn shit. And I said, hold up, because I see what's going on. I said, what you doing? She said, gonna be blah, blah, blah. Nah, what I'm, you know, thinking is this, baby. You know, I'm showing you how to do this shit. You know, and if we can
right.
hook up, it's because me and you going to hook up doing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you finna move in my motherfucking house. And start bringing some bitch shit to me. Oh,
right.
Damn. Listen, man. When I said that to the bitch, that bitch went crazy.
I know, nigga. It's like...
That's what,
yeah.
So, you know, listen, what I'm saying is, and this is for all you niggas to understand, when a bitch start going crazy, you do the relax thing. And don't say shit. Until the bitch shut up. And then when the bitch shut up, you try to bring some sense, knowing it's going to start her back up. Because what I'm saying is, she's going to do this 2-3 times until she get it all out. Then she's going to calm down. And you can talk to the bitch. And what I'm saying is
right.
she did, this bitch did about 5 of them. And I told this bitch, when she calmed down, I say, look, baby, you know, I hate to, you know, like, do what I do, because I fucked the shit out that bitch. I fucked
you supposed to, shit.
No, I'm not talking about fucking her. I'm talking about ideas.
No, the mind, yeah.
Yes, I did, and she tripped. You know, she thinking all this stuff. And when I made her see
no, nigga. OG, she forgot that you're Professor Rosebud now, okay? And whatever nigga she thought she knew.
Stop.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you how correct you are. Because once I told this bitch, you know, the truth, she thought that. Oh, you think I'm like one of them damn students of you?
Hey, yes, you are, bitch. You're being trained right now.
He went straight off of Sidewalk University. And yes, you're really
right.
Afraid of women. You're afraid. No, no, I'm afraid of freeloaders, bitch. You know, I ain't trying to. It's real. If you want to say what you got from fucking with me these couple of days, now you see you can have an audience. You can make your own ass some money. Do your motherfucking thing. But don't say that I pose, you know, go for some pussy shit.
Right.
Hey, that's why I'm alone.
No, nigga. Hey, Tech Game. I seen that you cut her water short. What you said to her, and she really, and you must have threw the bitch back to the 70s, nigga, when you was really, you know, smacking bitches, and everybody called a smack. And, like, I ain't finna go into detail, but, like I said, I heard the gin and pepper.
That bitch told me from the pimpin', and that bitch know that I didn't give a fuck, you know, she tried to get with me, you know, woo-woo, and all this old shit. Look, bitch, I got a whole bunch of shit to do. And I still a bitch.
Right.
Take this motherfucking bitch of shit. Tell this bitch I'm busy. Woo, woo, woo. The bitch took her shit. And when I pulled up Rolls Royce, you know, it was coincidentally this white girl's off day. And I figured this bitch going somewhere with me. So she bringing this bitch her luggage because this bitch left her luggage at my house because I didn't want to fuck with her. And I told her, get the fuck off. Well, I did not want to fuck with her. I just didn't fuck with her. Because she was my partner's bitch, and I didn't want to look like a cross artist. So I just was ignoring her. I was ignoring the bitch. Then the bitch see all the bitch see all this shit. So I pull up in that double R, the bitch want to see me. And I didn't even get out. Nigga, I didn't even get out the car. Take this whole shit and come on, bitch. I'm finna go take you out. That's what the white girl heard. So she jumped out the door just so happy as fuck. Girl, bring your bitch ass out here and get your shit so I can go be with my man. Now, come on, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Some bitch going to want to feel like that. Because I'm saying, they was feeling used. Most of them felt used because them niggas was about the money.
Mm-hmm.
They was about the bitch. Hey, I bought a bitch in the car. I bought a bitch a new car in her name, and her car note was, let's say, $200, and the insurance was $100.
Right.
Now, this is like in the 80s, so that's a lot of money. But listen to this, bro. The bitch paid me $300 every night. $300, $400, $500 every single night. And I paid a goddamn car note and insurance once a month, $300.
That's right.
What I'm saying is, in 1 month, this bitch didn't pay that car off. And in 2 months, the car is paid for. I got the pink slip, and I'm only paying the second car note.
Hey, man, that's what it's really all about, man.
So what I'm saying is, let's say a year in, now, the bitch just paid me for the car every month for a year.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, and I didn't pay
some real shit.
A year worth of car notes, whatever that is. And the bitch decided to break. Bam. See, this fucking niggas, they take the car back. You know, they ask, no, bitch, you leave me, take the car, take all the shit I got you. Take everything, because what I'm saying is I know the numbers and what's going on, and I ain't mad at you, bitch. You look better going than coming, because I'm saying when you're coming, I'm wondering what kind of bitch you're going to be. And when you going, I know what kind of motherfucker you was. Nigga like me, man, we don't worry about no bitch. You know, we worry about what we got,
man.
I'm just being real, man.
I'm being real too, nigga, because I haven't been watching, and then I seen this shit first I seen you go off and you went off and, you know, you had prime time on there.
I got another caller, man. He been waiting. Hold on. 973 was up. I'm sorry, man.
Man, you good. I'm over here zoned out listening. Nah, you good. I was over here zoned out listening to y'all. I'm over here cracking the fuck up. I'm like, yo, these my dudes. Everything about this shit. I'm like, OG Bud, this motherfucker is rare. He's a rare commodity. I'm like, I hope motherfuckers really realize that because he's a lost diamond in a rougher full of just bullshit out here. Bullshit. And I just love listening to your stories, man. You're a great storyteller, man. I always got to call in and show you some love, man. Your stories be off the hook. But one thing I gained the most time is because
you,
let me just say this. You're a great storyteller, and what I get the most out of you is taking your time. Slow down with your words. Everything in the detail. I think I learned that the most about you within this whole probably year chopping it up with you. And I got you. I learned from you from Steve to Dean. Don't get mad. Don't get mad because I know how you get down, but you got to respect game from game. Everybody's game ain't the same, though. Understand that.
We love you all differently. Bro, I ain't going to never be mad at you if you know what the fuck you doing. Sound like you do.
My man.
All right. Hey, 414. I got to get through my shit, man. So, you know, let me go ahead on, man. I appreciate you, man.
I'm going to put this out there in the air, man, and just let you know this, brother. They've been talking about you. They've been hating on you, but your shit rises to the top, brother, and never feel like you owe these motherfuckers nothing. Take everything from them. And like I said again, may they die from a thousand cuts.
Stay down, EO. Hey, EO, fuck that nigga. Hey, 773, what's up?
What's going on?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
I got a question.
Come on.
Not much. I got a question. Yeah, you know, out here in the streets and online, the dating game is messed up. I had a question. So some people doing the meet and greet. They meet women online. They meet at a restaurant. And it go good, then it go bad. But I've been getting that women on the street. So I get action. I give them my number, and they call me right back. They put their number right in my phone. So we talk. Then,
Bro, can you stop with all the storytelling bullshit and ask your question?
Yeah, what you think, what would you do if a woman putting the number in your phone, but they playing games after that?
Well, what I'm saying is, what the fuck do you do? Keep chasing her. Why are you playing games? Oh, damn, I don't do that, man. Fuck you, bitch.
I'm going to call you. I got something to do. I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Because I do not want to hear that goddamn sucker shit you talking. I told you I block them bitches. I don't give a fuck about them. The only bitch I give a fuck about is the one that come through my door. And until you do that, you're just a bitch. You ain't nothing special about you. But I do know, because I heard of this bitch. There's a bitch that have a pussy that goes sideways instead of straight up and down. So if I meet that bitch, now I might kind of break what I'm saying. But until I meet that bitch with a sideways pussy, shit, I ain't tripping because they all bitches to me, bro.
That's real.
Hey, 256, what's up?
What up, bud? What's going on with you, mate?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Shit, truck driving, man. I on this road. I got a question for you, man. What if you got a bitch, man, that you know that you've been with for a minute, but you feel like you're fucking with other bitches on the side?
What about it?
I mean, am I wrong for it?
Fuck no, that's what I do. What I'm saying is, I got maybe three or four bitches I've been fucking with 30 years. And you know, goddamn well, I've been fucking other bitches doing this 30 years. And I got some bitches that don't want, like right now, I got this little young bitch don't want me to fuck with no bitch. And I be acting like I ain't doing that. But what I'm saying is, because she ain't going to meet some bitches I'm fucking with. Shit. Now, the bitch asked me because I didn't tell her. Bitch don't ask me shit that you don't want to know the truth to. Now, she say, you got some other bitches? Hell yeah. I got bitches I done had 150 years. I say some shit like that to throw the bitch off of the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is, yeah, I got some bitches. But she rather believe, you know, look at that bullshit. You ain't had no 150 years. Okay, bitch. Well, I got game. I got game, but that shit is real, man. And it helps me live. It helps me live, I'm telling you. Make me the happiest motherfucker in the world. Now, I got to get back to my shit, y'all, because I got so much real shit. God damn it. I'm running out of time. See, the thing is, motherfuckers be, you know, fucking with me, comparing their shit with me. And I ain't even no goddamn pimp. I ain't been a pimp, but I don't know when, man. You know, I can't help it that I got game. This epidemic ain't leaving me. It just ain't. Shit. See, I'm telling you, I'm coming over all these fucking years. I mean, I don't even dress. I got jewelry. I don't wear jewelry. I don't do nothing. But see, all this shit that these motherfuckers be going through to compare themselves to me just really shows you how well I did pimp when I was out there. Because these babies that come into this habitat and them motherfuckers be trying to fuck with me. Because I guess because I'm over here talking shit like I do. I don't know, because I sure ain't doing no pimping. This motherfucker talking about me as if I'm like rolling, you know, down the tracks every night. I live in Vegas and I don't even roll down them motherfucking tracks. Oh shit, I'm getting the heat goes, oh fuck. I gotta relax. But these baby ass motherfuckers don't realize I have already done the shit that's going to outlive me and them. I mean, something else. I don't even cater to or really talk pimp shit no more. I have pimping in me. And it won't go away because, for one, I don't want it to. And for two, I really pimped when I was out there. This shit is me. So, shit, don't be motherfucking jealous because you still, you know, hear the realness in my words when I be talking. You hear this game in me. You know, I'm a true Trojan. You know, oh, wait. What's up, 414? I see you there.
Hey, Rosebud, how did y'all treat renegades back in your day?
Renegades, them bitches couldn't work. Renegade bitch, first, the bitch, your hoe, would know this bitch is renegade. And when she come in and tell you, that bitch ain't got no man, she just out there tripping. You tell the bitch, look, tomorrow get that bitch problems. Make sure that bitch ain't no money. So they do that tomorrow, and the bitch still don't get no man. Let's say the bitch fucking with another bitch. She thinks she got a man. And so this then she was up on the pivot. So the next, after a couple nights of them hoes fucking with her, then niggas start fucking with the bitch. Woo. And you know, and then if that don't work, while that bitch up standing up near your hoe, you tell that bitch, if that bitch get a dollar over there, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass when you come in tonight. Nah, this bitch knows she can't get no money. And if she do, your hoe going to make, if she try to get some money, your hoe going to make sure she don't. And what I'm saying is all that take away from your trap, from your hoe. So you don't really want to spend too much time doing that shit, but that's how that shit go. You feel me?
Okay. Yep. All right, I got another question. One more. What's the correct way to sweat a hoe that do got a pimp when niggas be sweating hoes?
You can't sweat a hoe. There's no correct way to sweat a hoe unless you in your motherfucking car. And you just rolling by that bitch. Well, now, I done been on the track foot soldiering like a motherfucking the bitch saying blah, blah, blah. And then I'm, you know, following her down the street. But when she turned to go the other way, I might, you know, follow her one time. But then next time, I'm gone. The bitch trying to be in pocket.
Okay, so these niggas got it wrong. That chasing hoes and all that old sweating hoes all up on their ears.
All that bullshit is foul. That's what you niggas didn't let come in the game. That's what now, if you check that nigga that's chasing your bitch, you liable to get shot.
Call him back.
All right. 256, what's up?
Yeah, I lost you, Rosebud, when we were talking not too long ago.
I don't remember what's coming up, bro. What's up?
I was talking about, you know, if you got a bitch that you've been with, but you still like to fuck with bitches on the side.
Wait a minute, man. I think I answered you, bro.
No, I got another question.
Okay, what's up?
I got this bitch. She want to fuck with me tonight, but the bitch on some, you know, she trying to, you know, want me to shack up with her ass and shit.
Hey, bro. I ain't no relationship counselor. If you don't know what to tell a bitch that wants some shit that you don't want, then you ain't fucking with the right nigga.
Say that again, bud.
You ain't fucking with the right nigga. I ain't finna tell you what to tell that bitch, man. If you don't know what you want with the bitch, that's on you. So before you ask another question, before you say anything, I already gave you the answer. You're supposed to do whatever the fuck you think is the right thing for you. You guys are so fucking slow and pathetic. 504, what's up?
What's up, man? Hey, I see you got a Cash App, but do you have a Zelle?
Yeah, I got Zelle.
Oh, why don't you put that on?
Zelle. Hey, ask Rosebud. JODICK 6181. That's at Gmail. That's the Zelle thing. Yeah, bro, I got it.
Hope all right,
thank you. 502, what's up?
What up, man?
Nothing. What's happening with you, bro?
Hello. Man, not too much, man. I was just calling on to ask a question. So is the love of the gang more stronger than the love of the female? This on the square side.
Bro, see, listen. Please, listen. This is why I hate you guys. Because what you said is such an oxymoron. That how can you have love of the gang versus love of the female? How
so
can that
on
be?
The square tip.
Stop, man.
You want me to explain where I'm coming from?
Stop. No, I do not want you to explain why or where you're coming from. I want you to explain what I asked you. How can you have those two thoughts?
Well, first of all, I'm looking at the gang when I spray that. That's
stop.
When the man
is. Hey. I don't want to talk to you because
hey,
I'm not
man,
asking
well,
you.
Hey, man, well, fuck you then.
I'm not
asking
okay,
you. You ain't talking
right.
About shit, bitch ass.
You're right. Yeah. Hey, wait. You still on? What I'm saying is this, bro.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Can't, just hold on. What I'm saying is if I'm all that, what the fuck are you on here asking me questions for?
You entertaining, you a clown, nigga. I'm in watching your entertainment.
Okay,
nigga.
So that's what I'm doing.
I'm just saying, you gonna disrespect me, I'm gonna disrespect you. I have respect,
but I'm
trying to be on some real shit.
Hey, bro, you ain't disrespecting me. You just saying whatever you think. And if that's what you think, I can stand it. Disrespect would be some shit that you saying that's true. The shit you saying is that's what you think. And I ain't mad at you for thinking that shit. But what I'm saying, if you want to bring some real shit, you better understand. You better be saying
you
some
won't
real
even give a motherfucker a chance.
Yes,
you won't
I
give
did.
Motherfuckers a chance.
Bro, I gave you hell a chance to talk. And you kept saying different versions of the same shit. Don't be mad at me for saying that, man. And plus,
man,
wait, bro. Why don't you just say whatever the fuck it is right now?
What I was saying is, I'm fucking with a married bitch. I know the shit ain't right, but I like that. The games that now, as in a manhood and biblical, that shit ain't right. But my love for this hoe is so strong, where I'm willing to break a few rules. That's
okay,
all I was trying
right
to say,
there. Bro. Stop right there, bro. Stop right there. What I'm saying is, die then. Because I got 3-4 partners that's dead for that bullshit. So if you love that bitch that much, take that risk. Now, I got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 10 motherfuckers, good friends, that's doing that shit that ain't dead. So you take your chance if you love that bitch that much. Bro?
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Well, you should have opened your mouth. Hey, wait. You should have opened your mouth and spoke like a motherfucking man that had some shit on his mind so I could have heard all the shit like I did just now, and I'd have gave you that answer.
Period. With patience, man. I ain't got none. I ain't mad at you. Well, that's what it is.
Well, I ain't got none, bro.
Yes,
so you cool?
I'm cool, man. Good looking.
All right, for sure. Because what I'm saying, I ain't got no motherfucking... I ain't got no goddamn patience. Don't call your tongue no fucking patience. I got pivot in me. And it won't go away. Like I said, for one, I don't want to. And for two, shit. I really did this shit. Because what I'm saying is a word to you motherfuckers. Do something that's gonna motherfucking show you. Because in a year or two, shit, most of you motherfuckers won't even still be down. Because you guys are part-time motherfuckers. Many are called, but very few are chosen. I'm one of the chosen motherfucking few. And my past proves it along with my present. Then you need to answer that question. Are you chosen or are you just making yourself be chosen? We don't know that. We ain't going to know that for a few years. But what I'm saying is we're going to see 90% of the motherfuckers that's talking that shit right now on the sidelines. They're going to be benched for underperformance. You know, you need to remember this shit. If everybody knows, you don't know shit. You know, what you know is supposed to be hung out on its own to separate your motherfucking ass from the rest of the crowd. I know that's what it do for me. That's how you grow to your full potential. You guys run from your faith. I welcome mine. Most of you motherfuckers form conceptual dreams or goals, and that's it. You just form them. Then you reread that goal every so often, and you cream at how much it encompasses you and what you want. Then you go over to your computer and don't do shit. Don't do a motherfucking thing, but maybe Google something. You don't do shit about what you just realized. You go sit at the bar and whatever it was you could do to get closer to your fucking goal, you let fly because you're chilling now. You guys are so fucking weak. You guys are weak and will get weaker as you age. Because you only have these years of youth to be willing to chase this shit. Because at a certain point, and it's different years for different people, but it starts after 35. You settle. You settle for whatever kind of dude you are. And I feel sorry for you, motherfucking ass. I'm almost 70 and I don't like the kind of dude I am. I mean, I love the kind of dude I am, but I'm saying that I ain't settled. Shit, I'm just saying. My thing is, you're going to die out of the competition. And you die out of the competition for one reason only. And that's so you can have it your way. You do see the event, but you water down what it takes to be in that event so that you can be in the event, but you're not competing with anybody. That ain't you. You know, so, well, whatever. I'm just saying, this kind of shit is cancer. And it eats away at your self-esteem. You know, and slowly your confidence suffers. I mean, you should see, but I wonder, do you see how putting your shit on Front Street can help and push you towards your goals? You got to, okay, look at me this year. I'm living a dream that came true because of all the shit I bragged to you about. Bragging about that shit forces me to strive harder. I'm saying strive harder than ever to get what it is I want for more than the reason I want it. You know, I'm going to get what I said I was going to get, so I don't do it. So you motherfuckers won't talk about me. You know, here it is only 13, 14 days into the new year. And I'm motivated. I'm already accomplishing shit for this year. So, I mean, you know, let the videos I make intimidate your motherfucking ass if you want to. Let it motivate you, you know, if you want to. You not gonna give a fuck about some wimpy ass motherfucking dude crying because he can't stand how much I brag. Why dream if you don't do every goddamn thing in your goddamn power to achieve it? Is that you, Lena? Mm-hmm. On the table, and I fed your dog. But you need to take care of that balcony. Yeah, no. All right. So I'm just saying, you guys, you need to really understand these things. Lena, come here. Excuse me, you guys. Whatever you tell me was going on must not really be going on, because they came up there and Blue was just running loose, but he was put up when I came up here. Both doors was locked, only locked one. And it didn't look like they did shit. So whatever you're talking about was fucked up. Must not be.
No, the door
Lena,
is closed.
Lena, bye.
Well, why you bring me over here and talk to you?
I don't want to talk about the bullshit like that. Any motherfucking way, you guys, you got to understand that, friend or not, I'm just not taking no fucking prisoner. You don't have to read what I say, but you do have to be talking about what the fuck I'm talking about, you know, when you're talking to me. A lot of you motherfuckers, you know, you hear some shit regardless if you took it wrong. You trip. It don't matter what the motherfucker really meant that said it. Let me see what you guys talking about. See, man, you guys kill me, man. All these motherfuckers on here, but no one is fucking talking. Man. I mean, look at all this. See so much, dude. Why aren't you guys calling Christopher Jones, whoever, K.E. Nolan? I don't know what these words are. Why you guys got so much to say to each other and nothing to fucking say to me? God damn. I mean, of course, you know, I got plenty of fucking bullet points to talk about, man. I could talk, but do I want to talk to myself? No! Matter of fact, man, you know, first let me see how many bullet points I got left. See all them fucking bullet points. I ain't even the king of the job about this shit. Because you motherfuckers don't want, you know. Anyway, I'm going to say this and then I'll go. I got like 50 more bullet points. This is going to be one of them long videos. I guess you don't want it to be. But I'm telling you, man, you know, this abadabra, this shit that I've been kicking, you know, I want to separate from the shit you listen to. And I want to start with this video establishing a language that me and you are going to respect. Abadabra is A. I mean, we got a bunch of shit. We gonna go through the alphabet. I don't know how we gonna learn these words, but we gonna bring them to the forefront. And what I'm saying is, if I can get you to agree, we're not going to let them motherfucking three amigos and them fools fuck the definition of this shit up. Okay, I'm going to just say that. We ain't going to let them punk motherfuckers fuck the shit up. We're developing a language for us. You know me, man. I get the heat covered. We ain't gonna let them fuck it up for us. Not for us. Fuck it up for them motherfuckers that's playing. Motherfuckers that fuck with me is real. And I think all of you motherfuckers is real. All 170 of you. So, I'm out, fellas.